from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here we go again. This time in Georgia. Yet another shooter on the FBI's radar. Yet another one. Super, super easy to stop this thing. Not hard. These are not hard things. Two students are dead. Two teachers are dead. And the left is telling you, all right, hand in your guns. It's time. Hand them in. No more kids should have to die. I agree with that. So when the FBI gets multiple reports that a school shooting is going to happen, when the FBI knows that the threats have been posted online, they know the house they're coming from, they know the kid who's doing it, and they go, nothing we can do. There's nothing we can do. Can't charge him. So sorry. End of that. Off we go. No, wait, stop. Rewind. Let's rewind for a minute and try to comprehend for a second. You let the kid return to school? Oh, yeah. You let the kid return to school. You had online threats from the kid, and you had other people saying, hey, that kid's going to shoot up a school. Yeah. Well, clearly the solution here is for all of us to turn our guns in a mandatory buyback, right? No, get the kid out of the school. There's no right to return to a school when you make threats, when you tell the FBI, you tell everybody what you're going to do. It's just so useful. It's so outrageous. And yet the left is lecturing us, got to turn your guns in now, got to turn your guns in. How many kids have to die? I want to ask the same question. How many times does the FBI have to be told a kid is going to kill people? How many times do local authorities have to be told a kid is going to kill people? Dad, just let him go back. Yeah, it'll be fine. And then what he does, this is an abusive cycle. This is being used to tear down the Second Amendment. You let him go back to the school because no big deal. And now I have to turn in my guns, according to the left. This makes no sense. It drives me nuts, Lee.
I understand. It's
nonsensical.
Yeah.
It borders on the bizarre, honestly. It really does. So let's walk through this logically, using facts. Let's start with a spokesperson for the law enforcement there after the tragedy that did not have to happen in Georgia.
Obviously, the shooter was armed, and our school resource officer engaged him. And the shooter quickly realized that if he did not give up, that it would end with an OIS. An officer-involved shooting. He gave up, got on the ground, and the deputy took him into custody.
So yesterday, the left trying to say, see, these school resource officers, they don't stop shootings. One did yesterday. Could have been a whole lot worse. And Lee would be a whole lot worse in Kamala Harris's America. Because here she is in 2019.
Again, what we need to do about taking, demilitarizing our schools and taking police officers out of schools. We need to deal with the reality and speak the truth about the inequities around school discipline.
UK Daily Mail, last week, she's at another forum, promising to disarm police. By the way, that was before George Floyd, so that's the level of radical she is. Disarm police and or replace them with psychologists and sociologists who will go out and negotiate. So I suppose she would have what? Sent a psychologist yesterday to negotiate with that school shooter? Because there wouldn't have been a school resource officer.
No, there would have been more bodies.
A lot more bodies. And by the way, shame on our legislators. Because when this happens in South Carolina, and it will eventually, odds are that day there's not going to be a school resource officer at the school. They rotate. There should be an officer in every single school in Greenville County every day, all day long. But there isn't. So we still can't get it together on this issue. We just can't get it together. We're too busy wasting money on everything under the sun but protecting our children in a way that clearly works, at least to reduce the body count after the FBI and the local police learn about a kid who's going to shoot up a school. And they're like, shoot, just go back to school. We're so busy infiltrating Catholic churches and harassing parents who speak at school board meetings. We can't be bothered to do anything about this.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, but turn in your guns, though. Yeah, you who had nothing to do with this school shooting, go ahead and turn in your guns. So here's what we know, Lee. This is the statement from the FBI. In May of 2023, the FBI's National Threat Operations Center received several anonymous tips about online threats to commit a school shooting at an unidentified location, unidentified time. The online threats contained photographs of guns. Within 24 hours, the FBI determined the online post originated in Georgia, and the FBI's Atlanta field office referred the information to the Jackson County Sheriff's Office for action. The Jackson County Sheriff's Office located a possible subject, 13-year-old male, and interviewed him and his father. The father said he had hunting guns in the house, but the subject did not have unsupervised access to them. The subject denied making the threats online. Jackson County alerted local schools for continuing monitoring of the suspect. Oh, so all I got to say is, I didn't do those threats. And I can go back to school? Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? I am so glad my children are not in school this morning. I am so glad they're in my house, safe from idiots like this. Number one, the FBI has time to infiltrate two Catholic churches, okay, at least that we know of, from two different areas. They go in, they recruited the choir director in one of them, Lee, then lied to Congress and said that was just a memo. We never acted on it. Yes, they did. But you don't have time to go track this down? No, we let the Jackson County Sheriff's Office handle it. And all the kid had to do was say, oh, I didn't post that. Well, but the FBI sent you to his house. They knew who posted it. They knew what house it came from. They knew where the house was. So the, oh, I didn't do it. Sorry. So sorry. Cool. Yeah, just go back to school. Yeah, that's fine. That'll work. I don't understand this right to go back to school after you threatened to shoot up a school. I don't get that. I'm not following it. No.
Adults get arrested for conspiracy.
Yes. Yes, they do.
Maybe it's time for children to start, you know, having to go to alternative schools with more security when they do kinds of threats like this online. Many of them are joking. This one wasn't.
Look, there's no right to attend a school, okay?
No.
You threaten to shoot up a school, you don't go back to school. You don't do that. Well, how will he get an education? Online.
Yeah, why not?
It's called online. Right here in South Carolina, there are so many options to go online. You can go online to the state virtual program. You can go online to our county virtual program.
Private programs as well.
Yes, and in my home, you know, state of North Carolina, they had violent kids who they were by law required to educate. They sent a school resource officer with a teacher to the kid's home. There are so many ways around this. Don't tell me I got to turn in my guns. This is an absolute utter failure of the FBI and law enforcement. And the school system needs to answer for it too. People need to know that it says in the FBI statement, but they lie, so who knows. But it says in the FBI statement that the school system was notified. And you let him come back? That's practically murder. There's no right to go to school when you've threatened to kill people, when you've threatened to shoot up a school. I don't even understand at this point having a gun debate. I'm lost. I'm completely lost when we have this set of facts. And we know the FBI sure can go in when they don't like the idea of there being conservative Catholics inside the Catholic Church. We know they can infiltrate despite having no threat warning, nothing. No arrests, no warrants, nothing. They can go in, they can flip choir directors. But you couldn't do this? The one thing you're supposed to do? No, because you know what? School shooters are useful. There is no motivation to do anything about them because the school gets shot up. It's more justification to take the guns. That's why. They're not interested. They're not interested in anything that does not enhance their power over us. Zero interest. Couldn't care less. And if this was the first time you go, well, maybe they need to change their protocol. Again, we watched the Parkland shooter over and over and over reported to the FBI. They do what? They close down the investigation. They shut it down. Any agents fired? Any FBI personnel fired? Nah, shoot. No, who cares? It's a pattern. It's deliberate. And they're going to get more kids killed with it. They are. It's what they do.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.